Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. The official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Gonna be fine. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's 6:01.
Mostly sunny today. High temperatures from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. Carmel Mountains 52 right now. El Cajon's 51 degrees.
Chargers linebacker Randall Godfrey's sister fatally shot by her ex-boyfriend.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's a creepy story.
Holy cow. All right, folks. Welcome to the program. We have a lot on the show today and tomorrow.
Oh.
This is the beginning of the 28-hour show marathon. What that means is, and I mean, listen, this is such a big deal that we press release it. We send the information to news media outlets to let them know what we're going to do. And as of this moment, and I told you this last year as well, I do not know of another radio morning show that has ever done 28 straight hours with no music and no commercials. I remember DJs that would stay on the air for long periods of time, but there was plenty of time for them to rest. And they did. We don't. And we give you a lot of stuff. Like those shows that I'm talking about that did stay on for, you know, and Sean, you remember this too, right? I'm sure you remember some of these shows.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
That these, what they would do is they play a lot of music. They would do a regular DJ shift and play music and come on in between, and they would do that for a couple of days or whatever. Well, the deal was is that they were sleeping. We're not. So for the next 28 hours, you will have us, your hopefully favorite morning talk show with no music and no commercials. My name is Mikey. I'm the host of the show. I'm 35 years old. I'm wearing a black t-shirt that says corporate radio sucks. I bought it years ago. And it's a true statement. The truth of the matter is, though, that it's not like the mom and pop organizations are any better. This industry can be a turd. We all know that. Eddie's 32. He is our sports guy. He is our producer. And he's been my best friend for 19 years. We're from the same town, Gilroy, California. Eddie has fond memories of it. I don't have the same fond memories. Sky is 28 years old now.
Okay.
She is a lovely gal. She's a white girl. She's also Italian. She's got two cats. Their names are Tango and Logan, and man, does she love cats.
Yeah.
Loves them.
Gonna miss them. 28 hours without them.
You cat-loving whore.
I had to smother them this morning.
All right.
Literally?
Please. With love.
Sean is 35 years old, and he is here with us in the studio. Usually, he broadcasts from our studio in San Francisco, but not today.
Blammy wowie zowie!
Today, Sean is actually in the studio with us, doing our sound effects for us. This is going to be great. Boston Rob, he's a dirtbag. He's 22 years old. He is our stunt boy. He has dreadlocks, and every day, every single day of his life, he will in some way represent a New England sports franchise.
Jeez whiz.
In some way or another. And today he's got on his Boston Red Sox beanie.
Yep.
And he is from Boston. Ashley is 22 years old. Cute as a button. Blonde, brown eyes. Yeah. And what is that, Ashley? What do you got there?
Duct tape.
What's the duct tape for?
It's for me.
For Sean?
Yeah.
It's for me.
You wanted duct tape, Sean?
Yes, I'm meeting up with some listeners later on.
No.
Sean.
Stop it.
Sean has a, he's got a fascination with serial killers.
It's good, clean fun.
Mm-hmm. Even Bobby Kernels is here today. How old is Kernels?
22.
That's right, the Kernels.
The BK.
23, actually.
Oh, 23.
Wait
he
a minute,
just had a
wait
birthday.
A minute, wait a minute, lady.
And I went to his party and I forgot.
There you go.
He's a good-looking guy.
You've never seen Bobby Kernels?
No.
Hey, Sean.
I think I want to duct tape him.
Are you serious? You've never seen
him? I've never seen him, no.
Oh, yeah, that's the Kernels right there.
All right.
570-1053 is our phone number. You can give us a call.
Soft lips.
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Really good slow dancer.
Yeah.
A bobcat in a hammock. Let me tell you something. 570-1053 is our phone number, and you can call us at any time. Let me tell you something. If you don't believe we're going to be on the air for 28 straight hours, try us. 2 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, call. We'll be on. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, okay. 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right.
This is a fun radio experience. This is a very fun radio experience. It is like nothing you ever heard. Some people, Eddie can attest to this, you got a lot of emails from him. Some people will be with us the entire 28 hours.
Yeah!
It really does happen. Lots of things planned for today's show. One thing that we have planned for today's show is that I told these guys yesterday that my mother and I are planning on making a video for the Food Network to try to be the next Food Network star.
Bulimia.
And so the folks here on the show are going to have my mom come in today at 6, and we are going to together, we are going to perform our magic behind the frying pan and have the show critique it. Eddie, what are you doing?
He's settling in.
Eddie?
Check him out.
Is that wheat thins?
Eddie.
Well, it's 6:08 in the morning. You're going to have...
I'm hungry.
You have wheat thins?
I'm a little hungry.
All right.
I'm just stressed out.
I'm going to take my shoes off.
I might
wow,
as well.
Wow, we're getting cozy in here.
Look what I got.
We've been through this before, kid.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
look what I got.
What do you got?
I got
Whoa.
The survival pack.
It's a good looking bag.
That's crazy.
I got that at that luggage place by where you used to live.
Really?
That place is great, dude.
Expensive?
It actually was because it's a Swiss Army bag, but it's really good. It's got a lot of containers in there.
Looks cool.
Yeah, if it was Sky had it, I'm sure she could figure out a lot of things to put in that bag. If you know what I'm saying.
Wheat thins, anyone?
Mikey show.
Hey, what's going on, Mikey?
What's up, dude?
Hey, it's C1 Jesse.
Hey, what's up?
I'm the loser that didn't buy the TiVo for a long time. Now I got it, right?
Uh-huh.
So I got a question about it.
Go ahead.
What's a good idea is you guys need to be on that radio station, on those channels, so we can record it.
Well, no, bro. On TiVo?
Yeah.
Sorry.
My mic's off. Cox Cable carries certain radio stations. And a good handful of those are in this building.
We are just not one of them. But that doesn't have anything to do with TiVo.
But he can...
Record it.
There's a difference between TiVos and DVRs. And
did you get the DVR through Cox, or did you buy a TiVo, like, separate?
I got it through Cox.
Okay, so he got the DVR.
Excuse me.
He said TiVo.
Yeah, there's a difference between the TiVo and DVR, sir.
Yeah.
You obviously offended the men on the show, and I apologize.
We know the difference.
Yeah, that's right.
You apparently didn't.
Well, I knew what he was speaking about.
Oh, really?
I can read minds. It's something I started doing.
And let me respond to that.
Yes, go ahead.
The thing, did you just call me a goat head?
No, he said go ahead.
Oh, he said go ahead. Yes. I see.
Different.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. It's just I've been up now for 10 minutes, so I'm really, really, really
punchy.
My nerves are on an edge. The answer to your question is that if it were up to me, we would be on every medium possible. We would be on that Cox Cable thing. We would be on XM. We would be on Sirius.
Oh, yeah.
We would be on every single thing you could possibly be on. Like, people will write me emails all the time, bro, and they'll be like... hey, dude, why don't you get on the XM satellite radio? And I go, okay, why don't you create $1 million?
Okay, well, hey, love you, Mikey. Love the show.
Love you, bro.
All right, bud.
I'll see ya. One of the weird things is that while we're on the air, we have to do what Eddie's doing now. Eddie's eating. Eddie, and the reason why he's eating right now is because, what are you eating now?
Reese's Pieces.
Oh,
Eddie.
Man.
Eddie.
What?
At 6:11 in the morning, you're mixing a little Reese's Pieces in with your wheat
move,
thins.
Sugar and salty.
Yeah, you got to have to balance them out.
What an odd breakfast.
I'm starving. I woke up hungry.
I'm being very careful about what I eat today.
I am. I'm going to try.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to try.
Well, you haven't got sick in the years past from all the crap we eat throughout the day.
Probably.
Okay, well, good luck with that. Bravo to you, sir.
I'm hungry. What do you want me to do? I'm hungry.
Eat something normal, not a combination of Wheat Thins and Reese's Pieces at 6:11.
That's
right.
We
don't have anything normal.
You want some of my snacks?
Nah.
Sean, what are you eating?
It's a thing I got at Starbucks this morning.
What?
What is it?
It's a...
pastry?
It's a cheese Danish.
Ooh!
It's good.
Ew.
It's very good.
Eddie, do we have anybody scheduled to bring breakfast in this morning? Or
yeah,
no?
We got
to
order it, like what you want.
And where's it coming from?
Studio Diner.
Oh,
sweet.
Hello.
Oh.
Studio Diner's real good. So anyway, what I was trying to tell you is that because we're going to be on the air for 28 straight hours with no music and no commercials, you will hear us eating on the air. We will get emails while we're on the air. We try not to, you know, do too much with it. A lot of our ways of communication is through instant message with each other here on the show. It's just the way we have to do it. Mikey Show.
I just wanted to be the first one to wish you guys a happy next 28 hours, and I'll be with you guys the whole time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love you.
What up?
Woo! Do you not have to work tomorrow?
No, I'm actually in the midst of looking for a job right now. I'm unemployed, but I'm going to be with you guys the entire time. So
very cool.
There's going to be opportunities for different P1s to come in and join us on the show. You should come in at one point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Especially topless ones.
Hey.
Take it off.
Randomly?
How old are you?
21.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There'll be opportunities. One thing that we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to let people come in while we view Lost, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
We're going to let people come in, a couple people come in maybe when we do the movies that we're going to watch tonight, which I'll tell you about in just a bit.
Which I almost forgot this morning, by the way.
Really?
Oh.
I was walking out the door and I go, oh, I bet you I should probably bring the movies.
Ah. So, there will be opportunities. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
What's your name?
Yeah.
What is your name?
Sherry.
Sherry, we'll put you on hold and Ashley will hook you up with getting you a backstage pass to the Mikey Show today.
Sherry.
Hey, you guys my favorite. You guys rock, man.
Aww. Thank you. Hang on the line.
You rock. Eloquent. Stupid.
Hey.
Ashley, go ahead and let that young lady know where we're located and let her know that she can come in for... What should she come in for, Eddie?
I mean, it's up to her.
She can pick.
Yeah, she can pick. You know, we're having people be hypnotized today.
Mm-hmm.
They can come in for the movie watching, Lost watching party. There's a couple things.
I did not have a good night's sleep, and I don't before the 28-hour show. I do a lot of toss and turning, and I tossed and turned a lot last night.
Me too.
I woke up once at 11 p.m., and I was really disoriented. I saw the clock, and it said 11 p.m., and apparently I woke up a few minutes later, and it said like 11:02, and I thought, that can't be possible. I've been asleep for days. So I had that disorientation and finally woke up for good at about 3:15.
Ooh, that's bad.
Yeah. I planned on sleeping until 4.
You should... Rob, are you paying attention?
No, he's doing phones.
Oh.
Are you paying attention, Rob? No,
hey,
he's
Rob.
Not. He said no, he's not.
Rob.
Gross.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Tell them about your night's sleep.
Well, wait a minute. I want to get to everybody because I want to go.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Eddie, how did you do?
Bad.
No.
I mean, I've been stressed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I kept waking up. I had a dream that Bobby Kernels came in today and told us that Boston Rob decided he's not going to come in today.
Whoa.
And not show up.
Are you kidding
and
me?
I freaked out. I woke up and I'm like, oh, God, what? And that was really, like, vivid and real.
When did that, like, what time? Do you remember?
I don't have a digital clock in my room.
Right.
So I don't, I mean, I have no idea.
You don't have a digital clock? How do you wake up?
My alarm is battery powered, and it always has been. That way, if the power ever goes out, I'm fine.
So you got to change batteries in your clock?
I change my batteries about once every 6 months.
And it's a deal where it's like a big hand and a little hand?
No. It's you know, a battery-powered alarm clock, so.
But it's not digital?
No.
Well, how does it?
Well, I mean, it's. I guess it's digital.
LED?
I don't know.
But it doesn't have the display, so in the middle of the night, he can see it, right? It doesn't light up.
Okay.
You know, so I can't see it.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, I've had that same alarm clock for the 13 years I've been in radio.
Wait a second. Now we're going to move on to what happened, but this is fascinating me for a moment, so I'm a little bit stuck on it. The past 13 years, in the middle of the night, when you wake up, you do not know what time it is.
I have my VCR clock.
Yeah.
That I used to be able to look at and see, but where it's positioned in my room now, I can't see it.
I could not exist in that way. There is no way in the world. I don't know how you do it. If I woke up and didn't know what time it was, there would be such an unsettling feeling in me, I couldn't...
Well, because my alarm clock has never failed me in 13 years, right. I don't have that anymore.
Okay. And so when it goes off, does it go off to some kind of noise?
Yeah, it says beep, beep, beep.
Okay, you know, gotcha.
I'm like, oh, blah, blah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so you fell back to sleep.
Yeah, I woke up probably about 15 minutes before my alarm clock because I was kind of lying there and I heard my alarm clock go off and I got it. And and then I woke up kind of sour.
Mm-hmm.
I was in kind of not a pissy mood, but like a stressed mood.
Mm-hmm.
Because right before I fell asleep last night, I remembered I need to tell Ashley something mm-hmm. before we go on the air.
Right.
And I couldn't remember what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my shower. I'm getting ready. I'm trying to remember it. Couldn't remember it. Remember it. I'm getting pissed now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered I get to see Sean today. And like that cheered me up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's going to be great.
That's cool.
And then as soon as I kind of relaxed and stopped thinking about it, I remembered.
Well, so, we can't say probably.
No, it was to have those Tyrone tortillas and tough loves for you.
Sweet. Sweet. Yeah, man. She's got me all kind of stuff up here. Sky?
What up?
How was yours?
It actually wasn't that bad. I had a couple moments of, like, anxiety where I woke up in the middle of the night and, you know, it was kind of like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're going to do this. But besides that, you know, I would maybe be up for, like, 5-10 minutes and then finally get back to sleep. So I slept pretty good. I went to bed at, like, 9 o'clock last night, got up at about 3:30 this morning. So I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Sean, how'd you sleep? At the house.
Not so good.
You didn't?
No.
You know what, man? Listen, first of all, I don't blame you because the bed that you're sleeping in is the bed that we have to be sleeping in. And rented. It is rental stuff.
Eddie.
And
trust me, I used the hell out of that.
Okay. All right.
What happened?
It is rental stuff.
Yeah.
And it's a hard as a rock.
Pretty much.
When we're in the new house, the bed that you sleep in will be like sleeping on a cloud. But yeah, I can say you didn't sleep very good.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's all right, though.
Boston Rob.
Horrific.
What happened?
No.
I didn't know what to expect from today and all the buildup and hype. But
it happens, man.
Every hour, almost on the hour, sometimes it'd be every half hour, I'd kind of nod off and wake back up. And I kept thinking I was in like the 27th hour and you wanted to like run long. You were like, we're going to keep going today. Like, I'm just flowing with it. I'm feeling it. And I was like delusional, losing it. And I was like, please, you know, can we, it's already like 10:30.
What's the matter with your voice?
I'm getting over a cold that I had last week and it's carrying into this week.
I am so worried about my son, Rob. He's sick and he's not, you know, he's not sleeping right. And he's, you know what
States,
I mean?
States, man. It ravages.
Yeah, well, it really ravages you.
Wait. God.
Ashley. What's the matter, Eddie?
Is your call screener up?
Yeah, I just have to shake the mouse.
Okay.
And I don't know what that means. I don't know what
that's what he told me to put, but he wants to talk to you.
Do I announce that and go to it, Eddie?
I guess. I don't know what it is either.
Who is this?
Breaking what you got good to eat in there.
Is this Sling Blade?
I reckon I could use me something other to eat at noontime.
Who is Sling Blade?
My name's Carl Childers.
What?
Wait a minute.
The celebrities are starting to call in.
This is actually Carl from the movie Sling Blade. Hey, I want to thank you for what you did with that little kid, by the way. You really helped that little kid.
He's a good boy. Yeah. He's got a big heart.
Is it a Sling Blade or a Kaiser Blade?
Yeah, what is it?
Some calls it a Kaiser Blade. I call it a Sling Blade.
You know, I'll tell you what, that boy's been a bit of a brat. I think I'm going to have to slap him around a little bit.
Well, he ought not talk like that.
This is BC on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my, oh my.
How about that?
Oh, my.
Dude, I can't believe you're up right now.
Hey, that's Mike, crazy. You know what I think? I think it's great because most DJs scan the earth far and wide to look for any reason they can to get out of work. And here you are working for 28 hours,
that's,
baby.
That's right. You know, I tell you what, every time I hear BC, I go, how come God gave that guy those pipes and I didn't get none of it?
Oh, come on.
God darn it. Listen to his voice.
Yeah. And dude, you hear it everywhere, too. Like, the other day I was leaving, like, Colquhoun and all.
Colquhoun? Now, what is that? Now, Sky, what exactly is?
Yeah. I've never heard of Colquhoun before.
The queue. I was leaving the queue, and all of a sudden I hear BC's voice booming out of some speakers, like telling me where to put my trash or something. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, BC, where did they have you record that stuff? If you've been to Qualcomm Stadium, you hear BC's voice. He's the voice of Qualcomm when you're walking in. Where did they have you record that? At Qualcomm Stadium, or where did you do it?
We just did it at the radio station.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God darn it, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's called tape recording, Mikey, where you
at? How does that work? Yeah, how does that work?
You can record something and then carry it to another location for playback.
There you go.
Oh, Mr. Future.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, dude, we hope you have your radio on and you're going to be listening to us throughout the day because you get the day off today.
That's right, and I just wanted to thank you, Clint and I, not together, of course, right, are going to be able to have an afternoon with the radio going in the background listening to you guys, and I figure about by the time we would normally be on the air, your blood alcohol levels should all be somewhere in the mid-2s.
Well, everybody but the recovering alcoholic in the room, but yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they will.
All right, guys, good luck. We'll be listening. Thanks a lot.
Hey, is Clint laying right next to you? Let me talk to Clint.
Hold on.
Yeah, nudge Clint. Let me say hi. BC, we love you, buddy.
Clint, wake up.
He's a little testy in the morning, I know.
All right, dude, we'll talk to you later.
All right, guys, see ya.
Bye-bye. That's funny.
Right on.
So, that's Boston Rob. So, he had a terrible night. Tossing and turning, up every hour, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. When I used to be a practicing alcoholic, my blood pressure was so high because I drank so much that I would wake up like that. I would wake up like every 15 minutes. My blood pressure would wake me up. And I thought, oh, man, I'm just an insomniac. Yeah, dude, it may be the, six quarts of alcohol you had yesterday. Ashley is 22 years old.
Hi.
And how did you
You're
sleep?
Smart.
How did you sleep last night, Ashley?
Really, really well. I went to bed at 8 p.m.
Worry in the world.
I know it.
I just right out.
I told Sean, I'm really stressed out about Ashley more than anybody. Because, now, no offense, she does a great job. She does a great job. But this is such a daunting task. And her responsibilities are the most out of all of us.
Uh-huh.
Ashley.
Right.
I mean, it's like letting Anna Nicole Smith have the finger on the button.
Yeah.
I mean, it scares the crap out of me.
But isn't it crazy? Like, we're so stressed that we can't sleep. And when she goes to bed.
What?
Like, that's what's going on in her head.
This is what's happening in her head. Yeah. This is the sound of her at nighttime. Yeah. Oh, just not a care in the world.
Yeah. No worries.
Whatever happens, happens, Papa.
Yeah.
I can't control faithfully.
Alarm goes up. Oh, boy, that was a good 19 hours. I'm feeling great. Let's go.
Seize the day. Carpe diem.
Mikey show.
Hi, this is P1 Penn.
Hey, man.
I've got a question for you guys about sleeping. I guess I'll just get right to the point. I've had a girlfriend for like 3 months, and all I do is toss and turn when I sleep with her. I was wondering if that was normal, or do you like start to fall into a rhythm, or you just learn to fall asleep in like, you know, weird positions?
What size is your bed?
We just got a queen size Sleep Train.
That ain't gonna do it, dude. You got to go back to Sleep Train, and they'll probably work with you at Sleep Train. Tell them that you need a king size bed, and for them to, you know, you pay the difference and get up into a king, because my wife and I are sleeping on the rental furniture right now, and the bed is a queen size bed, and I don't like it. I like my wife to be in New York and me to be in California. That's how I like my sleeping arrangement.
How long have you been going out?
We've been going out for about 3 months, like 3 months steady, where we sleep together.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you pass gas in front of her yet?
No.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. Is that you probably have to let loose, and it's not letting you sleep well.
Probably right, because when I do get up, I kind of close the door and then sneak around the corner.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, but
no, Eddie would know this. He's a proctologist.
He's a gastroenterologist.
Yes,
I'm
right.
I'm none of those things.
He's a gastroenterologist.
I don't know, but
I got my degree at 3 months. Colquam. Anyhoot.
What? gastroenterologist is a real thing.
Why are you screaming at me? We have 28 hours to go.
So our advice to you.
You're right.
Our advice to you is to. Our advice to you is to get a bigger bed and pass gas.
Yeah. Fart in front of her and you'll be fine.
It's a bigger bed.
Get a bigger bed, dude. You're gonna need a bigger bed.
What if I just started farting and just didn't worry about the size?
My deal is not passing gas. I'm going to be honest with you.
Trust me.
I don't pass gas in front of my wife.
You'd sleep better.
My problem is that our bed is not big enough. And the other thing is that even when we do have the big bed, she sneaks over to me. And she snuggles up to me. And I need my space in my room.
Dang.
All right, thank you.
That's another hard thing for me is, like, I'm supposed to be all...
You can't do 28 hours with you, bro. You. Sorry. Sorry. Not that I don't want to get into your sleep patterns.
Idiot!
Mikey show.
Hey, Mikey. P1 Negative Day.
What's up?
I've been listening to you guys talk about sleep, man. I'm confused.
Go ahead.
Don't you guys all have Sleep Train mattresses?
Yeah, dude, I don't have mine right now. And I said this on the radio. When I think about my Sleep Train mattress that's in storage right now, I, honest to God, my eyes almost well up with tears, and I'm not kidding you. Because that mattress from Sleep Train is like sleeping on a cloud, and I don't have it. I'm sleeping on rental stuff, and it's hard. Sean was in our master bedroom last night. He can attest to the crappiness of that bed. It sucks. It sucks.
I gotta say, man. I think you should get a waterbed.
No, I've had them. I've had a waterbed. Screw waterbeds, yeah.
I sleep like a rock.
Is that right, Hugh Hefner? That's awful.
That's right.
Yeah. Andy Warhol on the phone. There's a call from the mid-80s. Okay. Other stuff. God darn, we got, just to let everybody know, we only have 27 and a half hours left.
Oh, shut
Stop
up.
It.
Please.
And we'll be all done.
Don't start with that.
Matthew Modine will be on the show at 6:50. Matthew Modine.
Vision Quest.
Yeah, he was in Vision Quest, but he was also the guy, he was Joker in Full Metal Jacket. So he's going to be calling in at 6:50. Be happy to talk to him. We're going to, now, where's my schedule? Take a look at my schedule. Should we do a little bit of some of this? I say we get into stuff. Where's the theme? Where's the theme?
Do we have? For
elevator.
It's right. All the themes are in yellow.
Got it.
Color coordinated.
He's the elevator dirtbag.
That's what I'm talking about.
Take one look at him and you will gag. When you see the slime ball come, then you should run. He'll tell you that he is a transient. Or say he is giving up gay sex for Lent.
Sweet.
He's the elevator dirtbag.
All right, folks, what we do is we send Boston Rob into elevators to say strange things to people and get their reactions. And it's pretty fun stuff. All right. Let's see. This first one that we have for you is Boston Rob commenting on how crowded it is. And I'm assuming by that we mean in the elevator. Here we go.
Oh, a little crowded in here, huh? Kind of like a Mexican's apartment. Mm. Except we all have jobs.
Very nice.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well. Have a good one.
I love have a good one. That really has become your phrase, man. The second one is Boston Rob talking about how he lost a lot of his possessions.
I mean, I'm going to hear that now.
Talks about all these hurricanes, huh? Tell me about it. I lost my car, my dog, all in one shot. It was just because I did time. Believe you me, there was a lot of blowing in there, too.
Oh, my.
And that was a conversation across an elevator.
Oh, good.
There were people in between.
Oh, in between you?
Yeah, that's what you heard. So a couple of ladies talking in between, and I was talking through them. And after I dropped that, the conversation pretty much stopped between them.
It was brutal.
It was very awkward.
This next one is Boston Rob giving a stranger some food for thought.
To be a pioneer back in the olden days.
How's that?
You know, like live off the land or even like run a concentration camp and bark out orders.
Oh, yeah, they're exactly the same. You know, live in the olden days, work at a concentration camp, bark out orders.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Just a thought. All right. Have a good one.
Nice.
Oh, my. This next one is Boston Rob asking about a TV show.
You ever seen that show, Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you ever go down to Mira Mesa fishing and get your line tangled, I'll tell you whose line it is. I'm freaking Orientals. Hey, guys, have a
good one. Oh, man. The racism in this elevator. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
So B-Rob is saying, if you want to know whose line it is and you're fishing in Mira Mesa, it's the Oriental tangled up in your line next to you?
Oh.
What?
Brutal.
It just gets worse.
This is the next one. The next one is B-Rob.
I'm going to be killed one of these days.
Talking about his new realization.
Thanks. Oh. You know, I came to the realization the other day that bats, they're overrated.
Baths.
They're just going to get dirty again, you know? I'm working on a fort right now. You want to smell? You sure?
Yeah.
It's been a while. All right, have a good one.
A lady and her child.
Oh, my. No!
Hey, sometimes those children have to understand what I'm thinking.
Sure.
What's a fortnight?